Good morning. Welcome to worship. Good to see you all here today, and special welcome to visitors. If you're here for the first time, glad to see you. And if you've come before, we're still glad to see you. But if you're new to our building, if you need a restroom, there you can go through those doors just to the right, and there's a couple of restrooms around the hall, or downstairs you'll find one too. And speaking of downstairs, following the service, there is some coffee and cake being served. Yet Pastor Giovanni and his family are soon on their way to Washington State, to Marysville, where he's accepted a call to serve a church there. And we're bidding them farewell, and we had a meal to celebrate that last week, and we're going to have dessert this week. So there's a cake, so stick around and if you can, and enjoy that. The loading truck is being, or the moving truck is being loaded, I should say, this coming Saturday. If you want to help, you can contact Pastor Giovanni, and they'll be on their ways at Tuesday, a week from Tuesday. Yep, heading out, heading west. All right. Speaking of meals, we have today during worship the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, and direct your attention to the bulletin insert, which speaks about what that is. If you are, especially if you're visiting and want to know what is the Lord's Supper and what our practice here is at Stavanger, if you are a believer in Jesus, baptized, and have been instructed in receiving the Lord's Supper, you're welcome to join at the communion rail during that time of the service. At Stavanger, we typically serve children who've passed who've gone through the confirmation instruction or its equivalent, and if that's not the case, children are still welcome to come and receive a blessing at the communion rail. And if you do not wish to receive communion today, you can simply remain in your seat at that time of the service. If you'd like to receive communion but are not able to come forward, we will be happy to bring that to you where you're seated, and just indicate to an usher to let us know about that. All right. Yes, Joy?
I'd like to make an announcement. We did the shoeboxes last during Sunday school, so it's kind of a disaster downstairs, but it's kind of cool to see the shoeboxes are filled. There's still more stuff to be filled. So I just want you to be aware of that when you go downstairs. We'll try to straighten it, but it's kind of cool. So thank you for what you've provided for them.
Thank you, Joy, for organizing all of that. And in addition to the... Or I should say, the announcements printed on your bulletin, I'll just draw your attention to those. Combined church board and deacon board meeting this coming Monday, 7 p.m. right here at the church. It'll be November 8th. That's this coming Monday. That's tomorrow evening. Yeah. Okay. Stavanger Ladies Outreach meeting Tuesday, 5:30, and the Bible study series, Jesus Wins, a Biblical Overview of End Times Prophecy. We got two times where that meets, 10 a.m. and also 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. If you want to join in on that, either in person or on Zoom on the morning session, or in person for the evening session, let me know. My contact information is on the back of the bulletin, and I'll fill you in. There's also just the Shady Oak Bible study. I'll be leading that as Pastor Giovanni is moving on, and the date for that is actually changing to Thursdays instead of Wednesdays as printed. So please note, if you are interested in the Shady Oak Bible study, Thursday evenings, 7 p.m., and I'll plan to be leading that every other week. All right, and then you have a prayer card for Inspiration Point Bible Camp. Just some updated prayer concerns. So please take that home with you and use it as a way to focus on how you can best pray for Inspiration Point. All right. Are there other announcements that should be made? Very good. Those being the announcements, now let us begin our worship service with the call to worship from Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. God, we thank you for allowing us to gather this day to worship you, to hear your word, to receive you in the Lord's Supper. May this time of worship be one where your name is praised, where your people are fed the bread of life, the word of Jesus. And Lord, may you refresh us to go from this place to continue serving and worshiping you. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you, as you're able, to rise so that we can sing together, "How Great Thou Art."
The star. desires to give good things to your children who ask. We thank you for calling your servants to serve in the ministry of the Word in places near and far. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of Inspiration Point, for Greg and Janet and all the year-round and summer staff that have served and will serve there. For your blessing on the selection and hiring of staff for the upcoming summer, we pray, Lord, you raise up young leaders that would desire to serve you and work on that staff. We pray for rest and refreshment for Greg and Janet during this time of sabbatical after many months of intense change and challenges. We pray your blessing and refreshment for them and the strengthening and provision and direction for the ministry of iPoint in the days and weeks and months to come. We pray, Lord, for the Hoshes as they serve you in Taiwan. We pray, Lord, for safety, for good health, for direction as they move into new phases of ministry. Pray that you would continue to bless them to be a blessing. Lord, we lift up to you those among us who are facing illness. We pray for strength and recovery, and hope, and provision for all of us. Lord, we pray that you would help us as a congregation and help believers everywhere, Lord, to be beacons of light, Lord, in a dark world. May we reflect your light, light of truth, of love, of hope, the hope we have in our Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. I remain to be seated.
Good morning, everyone. Our gospel text for this morning is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And I invite you to please rise as you are so able for the reading of. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Well, I'm sure most of us are familiar with this gospel text. This group of divine blessings that I just read are commonly called the Beatitudes. And what I find so interesting about the Beatitudes is how different they look from what we would often expect the blessed life to look like. In these verses, Jesus challenges our conventional understanding of what the blessed life is. If I asked all of you here today to right now make a mental list of things that would characterize the blessed life, you'd probably think of things like good health, a loving family, safety from danger, financial security. Maybe it would include things like a thriving church, a strong nation, plenty of vacation time. In fact, if you search #blessed on any social media, Facebook or Twitter or TikTok, you will see a seemingly endless list of stories about people who are recovering from illness or people who survived freak accidents. You will read stories about people buying their first home or finally paying off all of their debt. And most of all, you will see a ton of family photos. And now, I don't want you to misunderstand me. All of these things are good. All of these things that I mentioned are blessings from God. But here, in the beginning of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus offers a very different picture of what it looks like to be blessed by God. He begins, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, say all kinds of evils against you because of me." Now, I don't know about you, but for me, those aren't the things that I pictured when I think about the blessed life. Shortly before our gospel reading this morning, Jesus called Andrew and Peter, James and John to follow him. And like us, they were probably interested in living the blessed life. And what's interesting is the first thing that Jesus tells them about this blessed life is about how it involves spiritual poverty and mourning, meekness and persecution, being reviled. Honestly, if I was one of these disciples, I would be wondering if my decision to follow Jesus wasn't just a tremendous mistake. The world has a very different view of what the blessed life looks like. I think we are more likely to hear, "Blessed are the good looking, for they shall be Instagram models and influencers. Blessed are those who party, for they know how to let loose and have a good time. Blessed are the movers and shakers, for they will make a name for themselves. Blessed are the healthy and fit, because they look great in a bathing suit. Blessed are the rich and famous, because they always get what they want." Jesus's conception of the blessed life seems backward. It seems that he has things upside down. Surely the blessed life is one of ease and security, a life that never wants. It is a life that is free from worry and fear and pain. But here in the Beatitudes, Jesus makes it clear that God's blessings are not reserved for people whose lives look perfectly put together. God's blessing comes down and it rests on the broken. It rests on the destitute of this world. Jesus began his teaching saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now that word translated as poor here is also used to describe like abject poverty. It's the word that's used in Mark chapter 12 to describe the widow who put in the two small copper coins that she had, all that she had, into the offering plate. Similarly, the poor in spirit are also helpless beggars. Standing before God, they know that they bring nothing in their hands that God needs, nothing in their hearts that can compel God to accept or love them. They bring their poverty, hoping for sustenance. They bring their brokenness, hoping for mending. They bring their sin, hoping to receive forgiveness. They bring their grief, hoping to be comforted. They bring their illness, hoping to be healed. They do not come bargaining, because they have nothing to offer. Their poverty of spirit has broken them, making them fertile soil to receive God's blessings. I also want you to notice the present tense at the beginning of each of the Beatitudes. Blessed are. Jesus does not say, "You will be blessed," but he says, "Here, right now, presently, you are blessed." Presently, God blesses us now. You might have noticed that many of the Beatitudes end in the future tense. It says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Jesus tells us that we are already blessed. But the basis for these blessings has not been fully actualized yet. All of us who in faith look to Jesus and trust in him as our Messiah, we have presently, right now, received the forgiveness of sins and salvation from him. And while that salvation is already ours, we are still waiting for our Messiah to return. As Paul says in Romans 8, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. We all live in this broken and sinful world. No one, Christian or otherwise, can fully escape the tragedy of that sin, the tragedy of this fallen creation. For that, we must wait for Christ. We must wait for him to return, and this is a central part of his promise, which is why the Beatitudes lead us along to look forward to Christ's return. They lead us to look forward to the new heaven and the new earth, where there will be no more mourning, no more pain, where we will be fully and finally blessed for all of eternity. And that is where we find ourselves today, patiently awaiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will raise the dead and bring all of his saints into his glorious and eternal kingdom. We await the only one who fulfilled each of these Beatitudes perfectly. Because Jesus was poor in spirit. Jesus was hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Jesus was pure in heart. He was a peacemaker. He was persecuted and insulted and slandered, just like the prophets before him. And on this day today, November 7th, God breaks into our existence once again. He comes to us through his body and blood, so that today we not only hear the proclamation of God's word, we not only hear about these blessings, but we are invited to actually taste it. We are invited to receive it bodily, in person, right up here, so that we can be reminded that we are blessed by God. Though we face many trials, many difficulties because of sin and the brokenness of this world, we can be comforted because God gives himself to us. And in that, we can know that we are truly blessed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to us. We acknowledge you as the source of all good things. We thank you for sending your Son, who has redeemed us, back to yourself by his life and death and resurrection. We ask that you would place our hope in that good news. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let us sing our closing chorus, "Go Now in Peace."
Be afraid, God will go with you each hour of every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Know he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love. though you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love.
Receive the benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
From whom all blessings flow.